Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino the Mayor. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. If you've been waiting to replace broken windows and doors, you want to revitalize your home with a new look, now's the time to get it done. Because now until March 31st, zero interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Give them a call. Have them come in. Have them check out your house and see what you need. They'll take care of it like you won't believe. Order by March 31st, zero interest up to 3 years. Installation complete with no mess, no hassle, nothing but perfect results. Free consultation, PellaWI.com. Certain restrictions apply.
So this is going to be fun, guys. You ready to do it?
All right, here we go.
It's our very first day of our Text to Win contest called Ride into Spring. This is a statewide contest across the state of Wisconsin with the Civic Media Radio Network. But it's your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway, along with grand prizes, including a bike. Jim, that could be good for you, maybe.
Yeah,
or the blender. You could go with the blender,
I'll
right?
Take the blender. Yeah, blender, the bike. I don't know. Okay, that's a good one.
Got a patio love seat as well. This is how you play. You got to download the Civic Media app right now. Choose your station, WGBW or WISS. It doesn't matter. And they get set to text this word. Your 7 o'clock word this morning is the word spring. S-P-R-I-N-G. You text that in right now, and then you're qualified to win the chance to win the Chula Vista getaway and also, of course, the Big Spring contest winnings. And then another chance for you to play today at 10 o'clock and at 1 o'clock and at 3 o'clock. So be listening at
different
all day.
Different word at each time, obviously.
Different word every time.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll be doing this all this week and all next week.
So just text Spring.
Spring, S-P-R-I-N-G.
And where do they text that to?
They do it on the Civic Media app, download it on the Apple Store or the Google Play Store and get set to win.
Do you get to take your pick of what you want of those things, or how's that work?
There is a whole higher scheme of how that all works.
Okay.
And a lot of it is, like, automated.
All right.
So.
My daughter and granddaughters were at Chula Vista. Boy, they said it's phenomenal.
Yeah. So, I'm not sure I get this. So you...
it's not that hard. You type in spring.
Yes. But are we doing this tomorrow too, or is this just a one-day deal?
No, all this week through Friday and then next week through Friday. So every morning at 7.
He said that.
Okay.
I actually even heard that.
Okay.
7, right. 10, 1, and 3 o'clock each day.
But to qualify for the prizes, do we have to have all the words?
Once you're in with that word, you're qualified.
So I'm qualified just with spring.
Correct.
Okay, I like that.
All right.
So you guys download the app and just type.
Don't make it more confusing.
Wow, I got to tell you.
We got
a ton of people right now already
spring.
Texting to win, right. Which I'm excited about. Get the Civic Media app. Choose your station, WGBW or WISS.
Okay.
And text the word spring, S-P-R-I-N-G. That's the word. Text that in. Your next chance to play with Jane Matinere and Greg Bach today around 10 o'clock.
Okay. All right.
All right, we can do that, I think.
Thank you, Todd. It's really not that complicated.
We'll have a separate meeting for you, Jeff.
Weren't you at the mandatory meeting yesterday?
No, I kind of wasn't.
You weren't,
no,
were
I
you?
No,
I was.
Wasn't. I know. I was actually working.
Doc, okay.
I was at the shelter. So, hey, we have a special guest with us. You know, this community really does a good job in reaching out to some of the less fortunate. And Kim Franzen is a nurse with the New Community Clinic. The New Community Clinic, as you may know, is right on Broadway and Mather. So as you're heading, you know, north on Broadway, on Mather, it's, what, 2 years? How long have you been there?
2 years. Yeah. And we actually have 3 locations across the community that we provide services out of, and then a 4th location for our administrative team.
Wow. And you have a mobile clinic. That's what I wanted you to talk about. I see that, and I've seen it around town, and I see it in the...
Yeah, tell us about the mobile clinic. I like this idea.
Yeah, the mobile clinic is super awesome. So we're very fortunate that NEW Community Clinic received federal grant funding during COVID. So we received ARPA funding and decided to put it to use for the community. So we have always been a healthcare for the homeless community that we went out and provide services to people in the homeless shelters. We provide healthcare services.
So you take the It's like a big van or something?
Well, it's longer than that. How big is that? Oh, okay.
So it's 40 feet long.
Oh, wow. Like a big Winnebago.
Yeah. You
know, yeah, okay. It is. It's on a big Freightliner.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I've never seen
it's
this.
Big. It's anyway. So it's all tricked out with the diagnostics. Well, you can talk about it.
Yeah. So we received that grant funding and we decided we're going to really up our game and bring our services out to those who have barriers for transportation. So we decided let's build a mobile unit. So we have a 40-foot long mobile unit. It's got two bays in it. We're able to provide dental services, medical services. Our WIC program can go out. Our behavioral health social workers can go out and we can go right to people. We have refrigerators in there so we can bring vaccinations out. We have a full network so we can get onto the electronic medical record. We've got portable x-ray for our dentists so they can take x-rays while we're out and about.
So do you guys go to all the homeless shelters? Is that where you, and you park it there and just wait for the people to come in, basically?
Yes, we're just getting started here in 2024. So we've just started out at House of Hope and providing dental services out there.
It's fantastic.
It is. And House of Hope is, House of Hope is women and some kids, babies, quite honestly, right? And they're not going to be able to get down to the clinic. And you guys drive right out there. You park there. They can come in. And, you know, everything from dental x-rays to diagnostic things, and especially ENT, you know, a lot of times people just, and maybe a checkup as well, just to make sure everything's tracking right. That's, I think that's a great use of
that
money.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Is it yours? I mean, do you run the thing or do you?
Yeah, it is NEW Community Clinic, so it is an asset on our books.
Right. And who drives? Do you drive?
I do.
No way.
I do, yeah. You know, we're small nonprofit, so we don't have a big workforce. We don't have a facilities person.
I could drive.
John could do that.
I could
John's
do that.
Been looking for a job
I
since June 26th.
I could do that.
We'll check your driving record.
Okay,
well,
John
there's
can't
always
do that.
Oh, there goes.
Come on.
Okay.
So House of Hope, that was great you did that. And then can people call the clinic and will you do like house calls or is it more of a...
That's what I was going to ask too. Can somebody call you and say, hey, I live by myself or whatever and I can't get out. Will you go to them?
You know, we've not really looked at that strategy yet, but we're partnering with a local church that serves low-income people and their church is in an area where there's a lot of homelessness. So in March, here on March 26th, we're going to go out to Samaritan Church and the pastor is going to go out and walk the neighborhoods and tell people that we're going to be there.
This is like, you know, it's kind of like in MASH. Remember, they used to go out once in a while with the thing. They take all the medics out to little villages and stuff like that. Almost the same type of thing, really.
Yeah, and we're looking at, there's a tiny house veterans community that's being built.
Pretty familiar with
we're
that.
Looking we're big
at
with them.
Habitat for Humanity, their new area that they're building up. So we know there's lots of pockets in this community
fantastic.
That we can get to.
Fantastic.
And that is so important that people get that checkup or, you know, and I'm sure the cost is reasonable.
You know, we provide care to people regardless of your ability to pay. So our pocket of people that we focus on is someone who's living at 200% of the federal poverty level or below. You can be uninsured on Medicaid. If you're uninsured, we've got a sliding fee discount that will look at your income and number of people in your household and then apply a fee according to that. So we're not going to turn you away if you can't pay for your health care.
Fantastic.
That's awesome. And this program, is this city, county, is it, did you go down to Outagamie or...
You know, right now we're focusing on Brown County. We're actually looking at what is the vision of NEW Community Clinic? Are we just Brown County? Are we Northeast Wisconsin? So those are some things that we're really working on with our board of directors is how far should our reach really go?
Yeah, maybe they don't have to spend that. I'm sure that was expensive. But, you know, I mean, you have to tell me, but that few hundred grand, right? I mean,
the federal grant that we received, was very generous, and our mobile unit was over $500,000
right.
to build.
Wow!
That's why I'm saying it would be nice if we could utilize that when it's not being utilized in our county as opposed to buying another one. But you're working that out. You got a strategy session coming up to do that. But that's a great thing to have because people, again, I just don't underscore.
You have x-ray machines?
We've got the dental x-ray.
Right.
So we can do portable dental.
I got my hip. We're getting artificial hip.
I got such
pain. And it happens here when I'm sitting here during the show. I've got such a pain.
I'm surprised.
It's like a burning pain or my artificial
last
hip
week he had a toothache. I'm surprised he didn't try to get some free advice out of the toothache.
Okay.
So, John is.
So do you have dedicated dentists or do you people volunteer to help or how does that work?
Yeah, so NEW Community Clinic actually has a little over 70 people who are employed, and we do also have volunteers. We have volunteer physicians that come in. We do not have any volunteer dentists at this time, but we have 3 dentists on staff and 2 dental hygienists.
Well, you do have some medical people that volunteer.
We do.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I love this. I love everything about this. I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
I think it's phenomenal. It's
We've been here for 50 years.
Yeah. Where are your clinics? So I don't
know. No. I mean the bus. The Winnebago.
The bus.
What?
The van.
We could take that to the UP. What do you think?
Like stripes.
We could live in that.
Yeah. That's a cool thing. Yeah. I mean, that's state of the art. $500. That's all right. Hey, where are your clinics in Green Bay? I know there's one, right across from Keen Printing.
So we have, that's our Bodart site clinic, which right now is our admin building. We have our newest site at 610 North Broadway.
Well, that's right next to you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, next shelter? To the new community shelter. Yeah. Yep. So in the North Broadway, we have behavioral health, physical therapy, and medical services there. And then out of the, we are at 424 South Monroe, and we've got WIC and dental there. And then we have a partnership with NWTC in which we have our medical and dental out embedded in their campus.
Awesome. Kim, this is awesome that you took this initiative, applied for the grant, and now in conjunction with the new community clinic, this mobile clinic. And you're going to be serving people, and that's so important that we get out and serve people from a healthcare and mental, too. I mean, I think that's like, wow.
Yeah.
Dental, mental, physical.
That's so what kind of a nurse are you? Everything?
So I'm a CEO, actually, right now. So I'm an administrative nurse. But, yeah, I've done multiple things throughout my career here in the community.
Well, we were saying this. No BS. I mean, today is National Nurses Day.
It really
is. Saying, have more respect for nurses than almost anybody. I mean, what you guys do, another one of those jobs I could not last 1 hour in doing. So congratulations what you do. Because, again, just like with police officers or guys from Midwest Restoration, you deal with people sometimes at their very worst. And you got to be at your very best. So I think that's really cool what you guys do.
Look at her personality. You're happy.
Yeah. Hey, could
you just, okay.
You're always happy. I see you at meetings and it's like, you must be doing what you want to do in life.
Absolutely. I am.
Can I just ask you one more personal question?
Let's do it.
Can I get some scrubs?
Can you get some
love scrubs? I love sleeping in scrubs. That's my favorite type of pajamas.
I heard you shop at Walmart. They are at Walmart.
Okay. They sell scrubs at Walmart?
So when you look for the pickles,
yes,
the sweet pickles,
oh, you heard about
get
that,
the
huh?
scrubs.
Yeah, that wasn't a good day. All right. Kim, thank you so very much.
What
a wonderful thing. Northeast Wisconsin Community Clinic, mobile clinic. This is awesome. Just another thing that makes this community great.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Happy Nurses Day.
Yeah, thanks
Absolutely.
For having me.
Absolutely. You betcha. Sandra Rank will be joining us in a little bit. Stephanie Krubsack, amazing story with her. And Rob Domofsky from ESPN. We get a full house back after this. That's true.
Something else, huh?
She was great. Kim was great. Kim Franzen, fantastic. NEW Community Clinic. You know all the people, like, and our first guest today, whose name I'm going to mispronounce once again.
Celstein.
And Kim and Everett and Sandra and Stephanie, what did you hear? Her story and Domofsky with ESPN. Everybody we bring in is cooler than us.
Oh, their disposition on life is happier and more confident and content.
And they're just doing great things for the community.
We're just searching.
I mean, look at it. I'm looking at us on the. We're not too attractive. We're not attractive guys.
Overweight, white as can be.
Yeah. Todd, why do people even? Why would people want to watch this?
I don't know why we went to the video.
I don't either.
People love it. They love it. They love seeing your bright, shiny faces in the morning.
Okay, Mom. Thanks. Yeah.
How'd your workout go yesterday?
It was awful, Johnny.
That's better.
Awful. I'm sore. It was.
That's good.
Us old white guys. I guess old guys. Weight doesn't mean anything.
I don't think we have to bring race into it.
No, I just say that we lift weights more than cardio.
Okay.
That's better for us at our age. I don't know if it's better, but that's what they focus
on. Well, what it does, because I'm an expert on what to do health-wise and everything like that.
It's painful.
Now, do I do it? No. But am I an expert? Do I read a lot on it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think you...
What weightlifting they found over the years is that, okay, so like if you run. Let's go in the treadmill for half an hour. Okay. You get off, and like 2 minutes later, okay, it's done. Okay. With weightlifting, it keeps your metabolism burning like almost the entire day because you break your muscles down and then your body is rebuilding them. And that's where it keeps your metabolism going by that way. So that's why weightlifting is a better weight loss thing than aerobic?
Well, you know, those weights are heavy.
Oh, you're using heavy weights.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Like that.
Well, that's a whole different ballgame then.
We have to take those
kettlebells
and you hold them in each hand.
Uh huh.
And then you got to step up.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And I pushed a sled yesterday.
Oh.
I hate that sled.
I know you do.
So, yeah, it was tough. I don't know. I don't like going
Sounds
there.
Sounds like your instructor's pretty rough on you.
I don't know. I don't know. Mm.
Are you whining a little bit?
I am.
A little bit of whine coming through.
I think my muscles have not rebuilt yet because I was very, very sore this morning when I got up. So, anyway, how was your workout?
What did you weigh? My workout's good.
At least I worked out.
I was doing 10,000 steps a day. You know that.
You were.
And then my hip.
The operative word. I've been working out since January. When did I start this? 6th, 8th? Three times a week. And I missed it when I was sick. But other than that, John, I've been there. So I think you should get back to your steps.
What do you want me to do? I probably need a new hip. What if my hip
that
came out of joint?
Okay.
What if it came out of joint?
Yeah, I'd feel bad. All right. Okay. All right.
I mean, that could happen. I mean, seriously, what if they have to replace my hip? That'd be terrible.
And that's how many years have you had that?
4.
Oh, that's nothing. Do you have a good, bring the warranty in. Let's take a look
something.
At that thing.
I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm just saying. So anyway, yeah, we got Sandra Rain coming up in a little bit. I want to talk to her. It seems like we haven't talked to Sandra for a while. Mino to talk about his D1 workout.
Did you go there? A place?
I think I did.
Bellin? Right, that D1, that's that run by that Packer player,
Did I
right?
do that? Amon Green?
Yeah.
I think so.
Wasn't that D1 by the airport?
Is that what it was? I don't know. Where was
I was
that
out there once.
Is that the one? I was too. They had those big tires.
Oh, yeah.
That's quite. You want to talk about a workout? They push those tires around.
I just looked around and thought,
I think I did it one day or a couple of days. who texted?
Well, the guy who texted.
I think it just didn't fit into my schedule.
Oh, I'm sure that was it.
I did. Who did CrossFit? You or me?
Really? You did?
I did CrossFit.
I don't think you told us that. You did CrossFit?
I was in CrossFit. Did the burpees, the whole thing?
The text is from Carrie Ann.
Okay.
And she says he did one workout.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That.
But yeah,
that
but
I
think I was going to do more. And then, but it was like the hours of their instructor, I think, didn't jibe with my hours.
Yeah.
So I couldn't. And I wanted to. I pleaded with them. Hey, could you please make an exception? Can you come here a little bit later type thing? They're like, no, that's it. Mino.
Yeah.
Either now or either do it now. And I'm like, could I just come here on my own and push these tires around?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we're not going to let you do that.
Yesterday in the New York Times was an article, The 5 Exercises We Hate.
Okay.
You know, burpees.
I'm not a fan of the burpee.
No. I gotta find these other ones. I was reading that.
You ever do burpees, Todd?
Oh, yeah, back in school.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
First of all, they're kind of weird. Like, they're
they are.
That's weird.
They're weird. You feel weird doing it.
Yeah.
You don't feel real manly doing it.
Not at all.
Gotta be honest with you. Jumping up and clapping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then why are you clapping?
Well, you got that's what you're supposed to do, right?
Don't you go down and then kick out and come back up?
Yeah.
No, then you jump and do it like a jumping jack, a burpee.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
No, me either. That's not.
Could you show us?
No.
If I had a good hip.
Yeah.
No, you go down.
Right. I know.
You do like a push up.
Right.
Then you jump up and you go like that and you go back down again.
That clap is a little weird. Nobody does that.
That must just be a Nagani clap.
It's a CrossFit clap.
Nobody did that. Okay. All right, maybe.
The greatest athletes in the world are CrossFit athletes.
Oh, I agree. I agree with that.
And they jump and clap.
Unbelievable. They're
anybody out there do CrossFit? Do you jump and clap? When you do the burpees?
Maybe Carrie Ann can tell us if there's a clap and a burpee.
Yeah. Carrie Ann, where are you? Tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what I would show you. If I had a good hip, I would show you.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous about that hip. I think you got to get that looked
at. I am.
You've been complaining. Of course, you complain a lot anyway.
I don't complain
but
a lot.
This one, it's been consistent.
You complain so much more than me. It's unbelievable. Oh, my God. Quick poll, people. Who complains more, mine or the mayor?
Don't.
Come on. I got to win this one. Who complains more, mine or the mayor? You complain about everything.
I don't know if complain's the right word.
Well,
I find room for improvement in a lot of things.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely find room for improvement, if that's the way you want to put it. Wow.
That is true. Hey, so Sandra's coming in.
Yes. But I got to tell you this. I want to talk to her about this. So I saw this thing on the news, okay? Oh, there she is right now. I want to talk to you right away. Can we bring her in right away, Todd?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sandra, I got to talk to you about something.
Also, we did get a text that said you're supposed to clap above your head and get your feet off the ground.
Thank you.
I never did that.
Neither did I.
Well, that's where my burpees were so much harder than yours, and I was in so much shape.
That clap just takes it all out of you. Okay.
It does.
All right.
Go try to do three burpees right now.
Good morning.
We're jumping.
I'm
go
not
ahead.
Doing it.
I bet I could do more burpees than you.
I worked out yesterday.
I'll bet
I'm
you $10 I could do more burpees than you right now with one hip.
It's on like Donkey Kong.
Good morning, Sandra.
Hi, Sandra.
Good morning.
Johnny, what was your question for Sandra?
Oh, so I was watching this thing in the news about AI, or the artificial intelligence.
Yes.
They're using it now to design houses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Where you just sit there and
say... Do they do burpees, too?
Yeah. They do burpees, too.
They do everything.
It's like, I want a log cabin with like three bedrooms and a hot tub and blah, blah, blah. And it just...
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. You can design a house that way. The only problem, they say there's going to be some legal issues because I don't, it's, you know, the thing is like, who programs artificial intelligence? You know what I mean?
Well, they take.
Where there's probably copyright issues with some, you know what I mean? If they're stealing from somebody basically and doing it.
There's so much data that goes into AI just, and I don't know, you're right. If they look at, I don't know if everything that goes into that is copyrighted or not copyrighted, but that's a good question.
Yeah. But anyway, I saw that. I thought of you.
But they would dance around it and say that we didn't use that portion of it. But yeah, I mean.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
All right.
Sandra Rank, Inside the House with Keller Williams. How are you? How's your trip? How was everything?
Oh, it was great. But first of all, you guys, I have to tell, I'm sure everybody who listens to you feels like this. You can't help but smile. Seriously, I was cracking up driving over here. You guys are great.
Because of him?
Just your banter, how you are together, John, and how much you care about the community. Yeah. Your prior guest, amazing.
Is that great?
Yeah, I didn't know
two
about that either.
Ones. Yeah, me neither.
I love that. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great if you could get a house call, though? If you could just say, hey, could you come over? Here's where I live on Tuesday. Look at my hip. Something like that.
You need to get your hip looked at. You should just check that box. Check the box.
Because the thing is, I'm concerned about the next person. Because I'm donating it. When I die, I'm a donor.
A relic.
I am.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
I'm an organ donor. I'm donating my hip.
So am I.
My artificial hip.
That is not an organ.
Well, it's somebody could use it.
Not if it's defective.
No, they don't use it.
There is that.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Sandra Rank in the house. It's always fun. Back after this.
Inside the House with Sandra Rank of the Sandra Rank Real Estate Collective with Keller Williams.
Hey, welcome back. I'm under the mirror with Sandra Rank.
Good morning.
Amy Jo was fun last week.
Yeah, she's the best.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got a good group.
Yeah, we do.
You've got a fun group.
So do you
group.
Guys. So like your vibe, our motto for our group this year is your vibe attracts your tribe. And you guys totally do that too. So yeah, we have a good
vibe. We got a vibe.
I could get a vibe attracts your tribe.
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell us we had a vibe?
We have a vibe.
I've asked you so many times, do we have a vibe? And you're like, no, you got no vibe. And all the time he tells us
not only do we have a vibe.
They're their own unique vibe, man.
Hey, and then you said Carrie Ann wants to come in and do a burpee challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do that tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow. That's not going to work for me.
Why not?
Tomorrow's bad for me, too.
But, we could have her in and she can at least show you guys how it's done.
Yeah.
I think we're filling up tomorrow.
She said you're afraid of being challenged by a girl is what she texted me.
Yeah, that's part of it, huh, John?
Yeah, most of it. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. So, yeah, okay. Sorry, Carrie Ann.
Hey, so Sandra.
No, I want to get her in here, though, and talk about stuff. Because Jim is here. Poor Sandra. She comes in, and Jim's just, my workouts are so hard, and I have to push this sled, and then. Carry heavy stuff. Can we get her in here as a little bit of a motivator?
Yeah.
I want to get her in here tomorrow. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I think
you need some motivation.
No, I think Spencer's coming.
You need like a drill sergeant.
We need somebody else besides Spencer.
He needs sunshine.
He needs something. Yeah, when you're going to Mexico.
I don't. It's Sunday.
He needs sunshine.
Yep. I am in a lull. I'll admit that. So this is perfect timing. Hey, Sandra.
Yes.
Your associate who is here, the vibe attracting the tribe.
She Amy is Joe. A
buyer's, I love that term.
She is a buyer's agent.
Correct.
And I read recently that a lawsuit was settled and it affects buyer's agents, right?
It affects all of real estate.
I thought it was, okay, tell me what happened on that.
Okay, so.
And that's been going on for what?
It's a national story.
We'll just start out by saying that this, whatever I say right now, it's my opinion.
Yeah.
It doesn't represent anybody I work for, anybody I work with, any association that I belong to. Yep. I've been doing this 28 years, all day, every day. It's my opinion as a real estate agent. Okay. So let's just preface it with that.
Okay. Here we go.
Okay. So the lawsuit has not been settled. It has been a proposed settlement has been put on the table, but it is not certified by the courts yet. So let's start there. It is a very complicated lawsuit. It is a very complicated settlement. But here are the highlights from that and what that might mean for us moving forward. So the buyer agency element, in the, every state does real estate differently. Their contracts are all different. So where the lawsuits happened, they don't have a separate buyer agency agreement. So the state of Wisconsin, since I've been in real estate, which is the late 90s, we've always had that. So what they're suing for, we already have. So in our listing contracts, because the what they're trying to do, and I don't disagree with this, I think it's important. So when people are in a real estate transaction, it's a top five stressor, right? It's really stressful. So what you want to be sure that you're working with your real estate professional, A, you want to have trust and faith. But what creates that, right? It's like, and part of that is transparency. So in the state of Wisconsin, we are fully transparent. In your listing contract, it says, here's your commission. This is what we're paying a buyer's agent. So what they're saying, number one, is that a lot of times sellers don't realize that they're paying the buyer agent or whoever sells their house commission, right? They don't feel like they understand that totally. So they want to create transparency. So what that looks like is, kind of think about it like this. Like you would, as a real estate agent, you understand this. Like you would never list a house without a listing contract, right? You're not going to hope, right? You have a, now they're saying for buyers, you cannot represent a buyer. You cannot open a, you cannot show them any property until you have a listing or like basically it's a buyer agency contract, but it's like a listing contract, which if you think about it, makes total sense. So in our business and my small business, that's how we've already been doing business. When you like, that's why Amy Jo and I work together. When you list a property with me, I don't represent both people. I saw that coming 5 years ago. That's why I hired, that's why Amy Jo came on board. I only represent the seller. Amy Jo only represents the buyer. So you have individual agency. So what they're trying to do on a national level is create more transparency.
Okay, so that...
Can I just want to... a quick question. I want to ask this. Okay, so if it's a 6% commission...
Right. So let's just stop.
Okay.
Because that's part of the
okay,
lawsuit,
go ahead.
Right?
I think you know where I'm going.
Okay,
go ahead.
All right, so...
Go ahead.
So what they're saying is, first of all, people that aren't in real estate probably don't understand this. But I mean, I do it so much that it's like I can't believe people don't understand that. There is no set commission.
Right.
Right? There never has been. Right now, in this, there is a real estate model for anybody. You want to pay somebody $500? Guess what? You can do that. You want to sell it on your own? You can do that. You don't want to pay somebody? You can do that. You want to pay for the best? You can do that. So that's across the country. So all of these... What I think, the reason I wanted to talk about it is, number one, there's so much misinformation by major media outlets out there right now. It kind of gives me a whole new understanding for how it might be if you were in politics or something, because it's so misrepresented. So there is no set commission. You've always been able to do whatever it is you want to do. So I think like when they're trying to paint...
As long as your broker will allow you to do it.
Correct. But there's no set commission.
No,
right?
It's arbitrary. Yeah.
And here's the other thing. So when they're talking about, you know, why real estate agents are being thrown under the bus, I honestly cannot fathom this. But however they structure this real estate commissions, it's not going to bring down the price of housing.
No.
That we don't have that power. What creates the price of a house is demand. We don't get to set pricing. So whether you have list a house for, let's just pick a number, $200,000. And if you have an agent or you don't, they're going to list it for $200,000. So what's going to happen is this. So when they're trying to separate out the buyer agency from the selling agent, right now the buyer's agent, that the commission gets rolled into the price of the house. So it's financed. So by separating that out, what that means now is you cannot roll it into that potentially. So what will happen is, you have to have the money to pay your buyer's agent separately. Now,
that's a big number.
$400,000
house, you're talking, you know, $24,000.
Well, and let's talk about that. Like, you know, people also need to understand real estate agents, when you pay a listing, when you pay an agent, when you list a house, it's separated four ways.
Yeah.
That commission goes to myself,
right,
my broker,
right,
the buyer's agent, the buyer's broker. And let me finish. So it's like, and also we're responsible for 100% of our costs. We don't have insurance. We pay for anything we do marketing-wise. We pay for all of that. People don't realize that. And the other thing that I think people really don't realize is how much we work. I work 60 to 80 hours a week, every week, usually 80. I work, and I don't know another profession where you're on call 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And that's just how it is, or you don't make it in this business.
Yep.
So, I mean, you, and it's also a business where if you're a new real estate agent, you can walk in and charge, and you, whatever you select your commission to be, could be the same as mine. And I've been doing it 28 years. So I think it's going to be, I'm excited for the change because I feel like it's going to level the playing field. Because now, not only can buyers and sellers pick, we can pick. It's a two-way street. So I feel like it's going to be very interesting. And the people who are going to suffer in the short term, because they really have to figure this out on the lending end. Veterans are not first-time homeowners, like any FHA loans, any VAO, they are not allowed to do that, to pay that commission. So it's going to, you're going to have to come up with the money. Mm-hmm. So it's going to have to, it's basically going to be semantics and how it's shifted around.
Right. It's the same money, but it's just,
it's going to be labeled
a different way.
Is it the same money?
Well, it'd be part of the closing or part of the commission, the total.
If you're going to go 3% for this, let's say you get a buyer agency. I want you to find this house for me, 3-bedroom, right. I will pay you. Do you negotiate that? Because you don't do that now.
No, it's just.
But now you will.
Yeah, okay,
that's
what I mean.
Now you will.
Normally it's 2%, isn't it?
Well, there's no.
That's what I mean. It's arbitrary.
There is no
right?
set okay. commission.
But now we're going to do that. So the seller really isn't paying, are they?
Well, think about this. So, like, the other thing that's trying to happen, which I think in like, wow. So right now, there's full transparency in our listings, right? All of like Zillow, Realtor.com, they upload to our MLSs continually.
Right.
Our MLS, fully transparent, feeds every single portal there is. The talk about from people far smarter than me is to eliminate, they want to try to bust MLSs. So what that means is there's no central database anymore. So kind of how real estate used to be before we had an MLS was, you went to certain agents in town because they had all the inventory. So we MLSs are a good thing because they provide clear data for everybody.
I mean, I've seen the old books where they have the big 3-ring binders.
And that was progress. So now, so like, you cannot publish as of July, as of right now, what we pay for commissions. Right now, we publish that. We're totally transparent. Yeah. So I feel like these changes, I see them as going backwards.
But if I list my house with you,
yes,
it's a different conversation on the commission now, right? Because
well, it is and it isn't. Because here's the thing. If, like, let's say you're going to list your house, and I'm not saying one way or the other how things go, but let's just say this happens. Right now you list your house, and you say to me, I'm not going to pay your buyer's agent. I'm paying
right.
nothing.
I'll pay you for selling it. I'll pay you right. 3% or 3.2%.
Okay, so you're listed for sale.
Right.
And now people have to call me to say, what are you paying for a commission? And I say the seller is selected to pay zero.
Right.
Well,
they're not going to bring anybody to see your house.
Other people, you can't offer a commission. You can offer a compensation, or you can offer, I can't think of the word right now, but you can't say it's a commission, right? It's just semantics of the change in the words. But if other people are offering it and not everyone can afford to pay their buyer's agent, I mean, kind of do the math yourself.
But Johnny, what I was
it's
saying-
It's an advantage to offer that.
But so I'm going to say, you can sell my house and pay 3.2 commission. But then a buyer would say, look, I like your employee and say, look, I would like you to, and I'll pay you $20,000 to find me a $300,000 house at in this area.
If somebody wants to pay me $20,000, find them, I'll do that right
here's
now.
Here's the thing.
$20,000.
Okay,
but people need, this is where I think it is a good thing. You are going to have skill.
We have to license too, though.
Well, obviously.
That's
given.
What I mean, but yeah.
You need to have your license, and you are going to have a skill set to offer people. Because believe me, I'll give you an example. I mean, I don't know how much time we have right before a break, but I mean, the importance of an agent right now, a conversation I had with one of my sellers on Friday, where this seller wanted to drastically reduce their price. And I was like, I'll do that. If you tell me you want to do that, I'll do that. But listen, if I were you, and let's talk about why you wouldn't do that. The swing was $75,000.
Wow.
When we had multiple offers the next day. So like there's when you talk about, yeah, you make a lot of money, we bring so much value to the table. I feel like real estate agents for the longest time have not educated their clients on the value they bring to the table. There are definitely people that don't need an agent, but most people that have gone without one will tell you they will never do it again.
Yeah.
So there is so much value, and like the things are changing right now radically. We're going to have a lot of really interesting discussions, but how things, I'm a big proponent of change as long as it's better for people. But right now, the changes that I see coming, especially with the database transparency, I don't see how that's a benefit for people.
Who wants to break up the MLS, well, and
that's,
why?
That's the Department of Justice. Well, I mean, there's like who, I don't know the, I've been thinking about that too. Like, why?
Why would you
want to
do that?
From?
That's, I mean,
but that's not. I've just heard that. Okay. I don't know. That's a statement for pact, right?
Okay.
This is things that these are things I've heard.
I mean, it's
in
never been
industry.
Easier for people to find houses,
right?
Ever,
and that's because we've been so transparent with sharing our information,
right? I mean, it used to be Sunday. I remember when we were looking for our first house, we would get the paper on Sunday and we'd look at the ads, and that's how you would do it.
I will tell you, there's not a real estate agent that I know that does not want to be as helpful as they possibly can. And we share it for free. Rezil turns around and charges us money for our information.
Oh, I know.
So I feel like, I don't know how much more helpful and transparent we can be. And
yeah.
It's, you know, is it a perfect system? No. But does it work pretty good? It really does.
Absolutely. No question. Sandra Rank inside the house. Sandra Rank Real Estate Collective with Keller Williams. We got a lot more to talk about. This is fun. You get wound up.
I do because I love my industry.
I like it. Back after this.
So don't forget, you can text to win right now with Civic Media statewide contest going on. Ride into spring. Your next chance to get a chance to win a Chula Vista getaway is coming up later on this morning after 10 o'clock with Jane Matinere and Greg Bach. You're listening in all this week and next week for your chance to win. Now back to Mino and the Mayor with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Do you have it? Do you have it now? Do you have it down, Pat, how people can win?
No, but I know you can text in the word spring.
Okay.
That's the word of the day.
All right.
Spring.
How many
It's the word right now.
Of the morning.
It changes later.
Right.
Yeah. No, it doesn't change.
Yeah, it does.
There's every hour.
Every 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock. There's
really?
A different word, yes.
He explained that to you.
I was listening.
Yeah, she was. Everybody heard. Yep, different words.
I thought it changed tomorrow.
Nope.
There's a lot of words now.
I've got a little grid here of all the words.
Right, because if it's 9 days and 3 times a day, that's
a lot. I don't know if there's enough words in the language.
It's 4 times a day, but yeah.
Yeah.
4 times 3.
Keeping it on your toes.
That's like 30-some, John.
Oh, wow. How are you come up with that?
About, right?
Oh,
about.
My goodness gracious. Hi, Sandra.
Hey,
how
good
are
morning.
You? How was St. Thomas?
You know what? It was unbelievably amazing.
Yeah, I'll bet.
It was.
Great time to be there.
And I didn't expect it to be. So I was really kind of surprised by it.
Never been there.
You know what? I've been there, but it was like it was probably 30 years ago, a long time ago. But it was so beautiful.
I've heard it's the most beautiful place there is.
It was, my husband had won a trip for work, and his people that he works with are so great.
That's awesome.
It was fantastic.
Good for you.
Just
good
what Jim needs. Like,
that's what
get
he
away,
does. He
does. Some sunshine, I mean, be with your man, your wife.
I could see him a week from today sitting in a lounge chair.
Totally different.
I'll charge it up. But I know him. So you'd be like, yo, so this word thing, I don't know if Todd has a word for today. Because you gotta understand this, Todd. They got to come up like 4 different words. A date.
I can guarantee you he will not be thinking about that.
This is unbelievable. I gotta call Todd. Can you see it, Todd?
That would be you. You're describing you.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So, Sandra, how's the market in Brown County, Green Bay, Northeast Wisconsin?
It's so good. I mean, I feel like it's really healthy. I think it's really, it's still multiple offers, But not as many. I mean, I feel like the market's good. We are severely short on inventory.
But I'm encouraged to see some construction going on.
I think there's a lot of good stuff going on.
The development behind, what is it? What's that restaurant on Mason Street by Walmart?
Oh, I don't know what that film is. I don't know.
The 30-unit development behind there.
Okay.
Houses. I think that's good.
Margaritas? Not margaritas.
Los Benditos.
No, Chili's.
Oh, okay.
Chili's. Los Benditos.
Right. Okay, but right behind Chili's, there's 30 single-family homes being built. I think that's good for us.
Oh, yes. I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what we need. And
it's fantastic.
There's some other things that are being built as well, so I hope we get...
So the market's busy. I mean, it's spring, so this is our busy, busy time.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Let me ask you, so for new people getting into the market...
Agents or people?
Yeah, agents. Good time or tough time?
Well, it's going to be interesting because you have to have offer. You have to have a skill set to offer.
Right.
So what you're going to need to do is align yourself with a really good team.
Right.
Really good company so that you have their experience to help you. Real estate, here's the thing, the failure rate in real estate is over 90%.
That's what I was going
to
say.
People perceive it to be something it is not. It is
those TV shows.
Right. I think HGTV has exploded
right
our world.
Radio.
But this, what's happening with as a Friday, I feel like will weed out a lot of people because I don't think I can express to you how all encompassing being a very good real estate agent is.
Well, a lot of people have left the market. Realtors.
Have left the business?
Well, no, realtors have left the real estate industry.
That's what I mean.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think we're going to see much more of that.
I don't think people are really getting into this right now. I gotta be honest.
I don't know if people realize you make zero money.
Zero.
Zero money
and you
except
spend
for
money.
Commission.
And you spend money making zero money.
Yeah. Absolutely.
People
fees and everything.
Right. It's a challenging industry.
Yeah.
And it will continue to be challenging. But here's the thing. If you love it, it rocks.
Yeah.
Like, I love it, obviously. I mean, I feel like our team loves it. I feel like we've really changed far before we needed to change. I feel like I'm so involved in the industry on a national level, a local level, a state level, that we're in it to win it, and we're in it for the long game.
I will say this, so it's got the highest of the highs and the lowest of the lows.
And sometimes within 5 minutes of each other.
That's exactly what I was going to say. So close together. You could be having, oh my God, I can't believe how horrible this deal fell through. They didn't get the loan, the roof needs to be fixed. They don't want, I mean, there's so many, and you can work. Yeah. And then same thing, out of the blue. Like I had that guy call me that I'd met once in a bar and said, hey, I'm looking to sell my house. It's about $750,000. Can you do it for me?
Yeah.
Out of the blue.
Yeah.
That's the way it
and
is.
And you sold it right away too, which is very cool. So
Well, like I was sharing with you, the conversation I had with my seller was I talk people off the ledge, snotball crying at least once a transaction.
Yeah.
Then the very next day, multiple. So it's like,
exactly.
So I think as a really good real estate agent, as a professional, you have to moderate that. Your job is to keep it on the track. And don't get too high, don't get too low.
You know one thing, I mean, okay, so when I sold my house, I was also an agent, obviously. It wasn't like for sale by owner. It was, through the company. Everything.
I would hope.
But what I'm saying is, one thing I would never, ever do again is host an open house.
In your own
At your own home.
Oh, yeah.
That is the most uncomfortable thing you'll ever experience in your life.
Right.
When you hear people talking about certain things.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like this color. I don't want. It's like you want to get mad at them, but you can't.
Right. It's their opinion, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, as a real estate agent, you have to be solution oriented. You have to absolutely care and you have to have a lot of energy.
Tell me, you got 2 minutes. Tell me more about some cool places you've got going these days.
Oh, listings?
Yeah.
Oh, we have got so many lists. We have a listing coming up by Lambeau, which I cannot wait to list. So right now we're just like tweaking it. Like right now it has like the orange green carpet in it. So we're just doing a couple little tweaks, but literally right out. It's like the coolest Lambo listing we've ever had.
Really?
So that's coming up.
That's cool.
I'm excited about that.
Look forward to that one.
And will that be a party house or will that be somebody actually living there?
Well, that's going to no doubt be a party
house.
Okay,
because a guy called me one time and said, hey, look, I live here.
I know.
I got two kids. Remember I told you? I might have told you that. He says, should I stay?
And I just talked to
He wants kids to play football with somebody in the backyard, and that's just not conducive
to
that environment.
I just talked to someone at our open house this past weekend who's lived in the Lambo district for 40 years.
Right.
And he said, yeah, there are no kids anymore.
It's not
a neighborhood.
It's not a neighborhood. That's what it is. It's not a neighborhood. Yep. But it's doing very, very well. I mean, houses have doubled, tripled in value. So the tax base is unbelievable out there.
That's an inevitable change, though, with how we live and with Airbnb. It's just part of
it.
the change.
And if you got kids, even if you don't have kids, but you got to find a neighborhood that you're happy with the people. And that's really important. And maybe that's, I mean, that's a great investment.
That's why you work with a great agent.
That's right.
Because we help you do
Sandra
that.
Rank.
Can you maybe work it out so Mino and the mayor can have the party house? We'll do the show from that house.
So cool, you guys.
Oh, we got to do this.
It's such a cool house.
We got to do this.
Yeah, it's cool.
When are you going to hire me to be your sign guy to go out and put up signs?
That's Jamie. Jamie wants that.
Why does he always get everything? Wow.
He's my husband.
Well, still. Sandra Rank, always a pleasure having you here.
Thank you, guys.
Love having you
Thank
here.
You.
Thanks. Just bring
Have a great
more,
day, everyone.
Bring a little more energy next time.
Yeah, right.
Stephanie Krupczak is waiting patiently. She's going to be fun. And then Rob Domoski from ESPN, Mino and the Mayor, back after this. She was dark and discreet. She was light on her feet.